What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Hope you've had a lovely week. Hope you're excited for the weekend. Warm weather is here.
It is.
Oh, so exciting. I forgot to talk about this on the podcast. Remember I told you about my fraud credit card?
Yes.
Oh my God, I need to tell you guys this story. This was craziness. This has never happened to me before.
It's the first time for everything, right?
Has it happened to you?
No.
No. I had the mindset of like the, it won't happen to me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that won't happen to me. But it's like, I don't buy shit on like sketchy websites and stuff, you know? So I'm like, how? I don't know how. Anyways, long story short, I randomly got a charge for like $477 from Facebook. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like thinking back, I'm like, did I accidentally buy something? I'm like, no. Like, because Instagram is connected with Facebook now too. So I could have like bought something on like an Instagram shop. And I'm like, I didn't even do that.
Right.
And it automatically came up as a fraud charge. So it had to have been from a different place. So it ended up being from California. And I was like, okay, yeah, not. That's not me. So then I locked my card for a few days. And then a few days later, like, I've never had this happen to me before. So I was like, I could probably unlock my card now. They probably gave up, right? Because it got declined. They probably gave up on it. So you didn't actually get the charge on your card.
They tried to use your card.
My bank automatically declined it because it looked suspicious.
So that's great.
Yes.
Because I know I said no before, but it has happened to me. And trying to get that money back
is
a fucking pain in the ass. Yeah. It was like stupid shit. And it was years ago when I was married to my first husband. And, you know, fighting the charge, like they put it, you know, they stop the thing, they send you a new card, and then it just goes into dispute.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of a pain in the ass. I'm sure it would be a lot easier today than it was all the way back then.
Right.
But, okay, good. So the... They stopped it before it actually went through. They were like, yo.
Yes.
This seems out of the ordinary. Let's question it.
Yes.
That's awesome that they do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know who I was talking to, but somebody also told me that they do it where they take out... Oh, the organizer that was doing my dad's thing. I was talking to her about it because it happened that day. She was like, yeah, I had it happen to me once where they were taking like 87 cents, 90 cents. So she's like, I didn't even really notice from like Amazon, like MP3 or some shit. And she's like, they do it, like my bank told me, they do it like slowly over time. They'll take like thousands and thousands of dollars from you without you even realizing, because they're just taking like little tiny amounts that you don't even, you know, because if you look at your balance, you're like, I don't know, it's 87 cents.
Right.
I was like,
guys,
no,
you hearing this,
way.
Make sure you look at your bills. That's scary.
That shit would go right over my head. I would not even notice that. I don't check enough.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Because that wouldn't get flagged by your bank, you know? So anyways, yeah, that's good to know, guys. So make sure you're checking. That charge canceled, whatever. Locked my card for a few days. Actually went to use it at Taco Bell, and it was declined, and I was very embarrassed, and I realized that I locked my card. I was like, that's embarrassing. And then I was like, it's fraud. She's probably like, yeah, okay, broke bitch. Can't even afford Taco Bell. Fraud. Sorry. It was embarrassing. I've never had that happen to me before. Anyways, so I unlock it a few days later, and because my the gym that I go to, like the reoccurring charge, it like said it was like not going through. And I was like, that's weird. Like, I unlocked my card. Like, why is it not working? And I tried to like re-put in my card info, it still wasn't working. So I called the bank and they were like, have you gotten anything from like DoorDash or Uber Eats or anything like that? I was like, no, I don't really use those services at all. And he's like, oh, there's like over 20 here. Like one of them is like over $300 that all got declined in California. I was like, oh, absolutely not. That was not me. And these motherfuckers, like, it's getting
persistent.
Declined. Why did you try over 20 times? And what the fuck are you ordering on Uber Eats that's over 300 and something
dollars?
They
were, like, hosting a party. They were like, we're going to have a party on Alyssa's bill.
Or they're like, let's order a bunch of shit and freeze it. Like, I don't know what their plan was. But I told him, I was like, I feel violated. Like,
it's
no, that's
feeling.
Not me. And then he's like, there's also one... For Taco Bell, that one was me. And then I had my beach pass, and I was like, that was right before it happened. And then I bought Broadway tickets online on a very reputable website. So I don't know.
how or where
it happened. But these, I guess these motherfuckers can hack onto any website and like get your shit. Yeah.
Scary.
I mean, luckily, like you said, the banks nowadays are like
cautious.
Yeah.
But not on little 87 cent things from Amazon. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that crazy?
That's very crazy. Who would have ever thought it?
Now you gotta check.
Bad people, they think it.
Yeah.
That they work around the system.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah, he was like, we have to get you a new card. Like, there's just no way. I'm like, they would keep just, like, good thing I locked it, because they would just keep going,
going.
Yeah. I'm like, I live in New York, sir. That is not me at all.
The same day that they were ordering Uber Eats for $300 in California, I was trying to go to Taco Bell for my $2 burrito.
All I wanted was my $2 burrito from Taco Bell.
These so you can clearly see I can't be in two places at once.
No, really.
That's crazy.
Last night, Zane and I were watching a video. You know Mark Rober? He does the, with the glitter.
Uh-huh.
Basically, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a YouTuber, and he literally only posts like once every 2 months because his videos are so thought out and like documentary-esque.
Mm-hmm.
He needs like a Netflix thing or something. He deserves more. Yeah. But he'll fuck with like people that steal, like, say, packages off of somebody's front stoop, and it'll be like a glitter bomb. So like when they take it home and has like video cameras in it, that he blurs their faces, which he fucking shouldn't. He should just fucking leave it. But I get it. Legal reasons, he wants to use the footage. But they'll take it home and they'll open the box and you could see like the glitter.
It's like they have fart. Over. He'll have fart spray.
Yeah.
Glitter.
If you guys haven't watched his videos, you need to.
Hysterical.
They're so, it's like almost like Mr. Beast. You know who Mr. Beast is?
Probably.
Okay. He's like a really big, he was like one of the top earning YouTubers of last year, but he'll do videos of like the last person to get off the treadmill gets $100,000 or like something like that. Yeah, you may like his videos. And but he'll do like good things, like he donates a lot, and he'll do like people can come into the store and like buy whatever they want, like stuff like that.
That's awesome.
So they remind me of each other in that way. But anyways, he did one where he sends... I honestly fell asleep halfway through the video, so I have to watch the rest of it. But basically, he like sends like a box of cockroaches to the people that scam you on the phone. Like the offices where they like call you about your extended warranty and like steal money from you.
Goodness.
And somehow, one of his like YouTube friends that like does videos on these people can hack into their camera system in their building. So they can like watch it happen.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's like scary that his hacker friend can hack into cameras of some building.
I guess they're using it for good though. They're trying to like, but yeah, they like, and from what I watched in the video, they literally flew all the way to India to do it too. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, that is dedication. He's like, we've been filming this for like over a year and a half. I'm like, that's why he only uploads once every 2 months. Because his videos are so thought out.
Crazy.
I know. So I'm so excited to finish that video. I think it's hysterical. Should be fucking with these people that steal packages and fucking try to scam your money.
Oh, man. They're the worst.
I wish I could send whoever's in California a box of cockroaches to their house. That's worse than the glitter and the fart spray. They're just crawling all over.
Oh.
Because you open the box. You open the box and they just start running.
Stop. No. I don't want cockroaches. No.
That would be crazy.
That's the one bug
that like freaks you out.
That I don't like.
They're like big. And it's like an animal.
Well, I mean, they have the teeny tiny ones too.
But the big ones he sent.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible. That's terrible, but also ripping people off is terrible too.
Right.
So I guess you get what you sell, right?
Like, it really is harmless if you think about it. Like, they don't bite or anything, right? So, like, it's just gross.
That is pretty nasty, actually. Sorry, I'm putting a cough drop in my mouth. But not that I need one, but I'm just a little dry up in here.
If they, like, lose one, can it, like, multiply eggs and shit?
Forget it. Before you know it, you have a billion of them running around your little casa.
Big crunch.
Yo.
Oh, God, yeah, awesome. Cockroaches are nasty.
That's probably, like, not that I'm scared of them, but I get grossed out by them.
I'd rather, you know? I honestly would rather a cockroach than a spider.
Wow.
Yeah. Something about the
She can't even say it.
I can't even, I have arachnophobia.
She can't.
So anyways, yeah, I wanted to tell you guys that story. So be aware, check your credit cards. I really didn't think it would ever happen to me because I thought you have to, like, I don't know, lose your credit card or like buy off like a sketchy website that'll steal your shit. But I guess it can happen anywhere.
See, and that's why I asked you about the beach pass, but you said that you used it after that. But
well, they did it right in front of me. They put it in their little machine in their hand.
Yeah, but if their little machine in their hand has a skimmer on it, they're skimming everybody's
you
fucking information.
You think like middle-aged women would steal my information at the town park?
Unless the middle-aged women didn't know and somebody else put it on there.
On their machine?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because
it
happens all the time. I mean, the local gas station right here, I saw like a news report that it happened twice already over here.
I was thinking about people that too, but I don't get gas on that card.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but you know you're supposed to like pull.
Yeah.
I do that. Sorry, I've cut you off.
No, I mean, I really don't ever, other than like Walmart or like Target when you use the card readers, I don't really ever have my card anywhere. Like usually it's just stored in my phone and I...
Oh, you do Apple Pay?
Yeah. Or like the gas station, it's on my phone. So, but that's so scary.
That's very fancy of you. I don't even do that.
Well, it's because I save 10 cents per gallon.
Yeah, but like using your phone... Like, I can't even probably figure it out. I would get overwhelmed. Like, I'm like, I'll just take out my card.
And actually, if I buy the little gas station's credit card, I would, apply.
Yeah.
I would save 25 cents a gallon.
That's a lot.
It is. Especially when you have a big ass fucking gas guzzling shit truck like I do.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Yeah, I don't even use the Apple Pay. Because then I get nervous if it doesn't work. And the people behind me, I get like overwhelmed. So, like, good for you. Look at you. You're more techie than me.
Sometimes. Not really. I just set that up. It's just an app. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
I pull up, I say pay, what pump am I at, and then there it is.
I don't even know how to get there. How do you get to the wallet?
Oh, no, that's what I mean. It's not the wallet I use. I use the app, the gas station itself's app.
Oh, okay.
So I can't. I only go to that same gas station.
You can go like on these, and like say I hit my credit card. You can hold it by the pay thing, and it just takes your credit card info.
Oh, see, that's scary.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought you were doing.
Technology is scary, but I mean, whether you're doing it old-fashioned way of dipping your card in the card reader or fucking doing this,
yeah.
You can't live in fear either. I mean, worst case scenario, like it happened to you, they just will stop the charges. And if they don't and it goes through, then you fight the charges. You know? But to think about like all the possibilities of when somebody can possibly get your number, you'll go crazy. It's not,
it's just obnoxious because now it's like the reoccurring things that I have on there. I have to change my credit card and now I'm gonna have a whole new credit card number. Or like I remembered it. You know what I mean? Like it's just annoying.
You know, California, whoever did this, fuck you.
Screw off. And I hope you were angry when you tried to order from Uber Eats 20 fucking times. I hope it made you mad.
You know what it is? They did the big order and it didn't go through, so they're like, all right, let's just do a little one. Another little one. And even them got denied.
Because like, they tried. Locked my card.
They tried.
They did. Because you know what? I was naive to it. I'm like, oh, maybe Facebook like accidentally charged me or something. I don't know. I was like, maybe I did something wrong. But like, it was $477. Also, what the fuck are you trying to buy on Instagram and Facebook? Weird.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, we should do a podcast on that. Like if you've ever been scammed.
Send in emails.
Because girl,
you know,
I did. But yes. I mean, let's see how many maybe we get, or maybe we could do an Instagram post. Well, that would be like a bigger, we would need more room for that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like intrigued. Plus, just like what you were saying, it gives people like with the
perspective.
With the deorganized lady, what she was saying about the tiny little amounts.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
But anybody who's been scammed can tell us how, and then we could just be more cautious about it. So I think that might be a pretty cool kind of episode if anybody, if we get enough.
I agree.
That would be fun.
Because that's like valuable shit.
Yeah.
Like everybody learns from a mistake. Like now, like I will never ever go to a restaurant without calling before we go. Ever. Even if I know damn well they're open. Like
she's driving by, she sees the lights on, but she's still gonna call.
Maybe they're cleaning. Yeah. So I think that's a great idea. I think everyone could learn from the lesson. Zane can tell his story about his shoes.
And also, he got a charge too, remember? So he can come on. Oh, that would be a fun one. We can have him come on and tell his two stories because there's two good ones that he got.
Yes.
So, yeah. Send them in, guys.
Yes.
Look at Jerry with this great idea.
Look at you. Okay, send in your emails about a time you've gotten scammed or fraud or anybody you know. If grandma fell for the warranty call, let us know. Send it in.
Horrible.
Our email is agamilpodcast@gmail.com. agamilpodcast@gmail.com. You can also just head over to our Instagram if that is easier for you, and there's a little email button. So you don't have to remember anything that I just said except for Instagram, email button, and then send over your fraud
emails.
And
you know what we could do? Can you do an Instagram post telling them to hit the email button and send it in? Is that like a thing or no? Or it's only allowing for that certain little response box?
The button?
You just said, like, there's an email button that they
could just
hit.
Want me to put up a story, you mean?
I think because our stories get more traction.
Okay, so I'll put up a story.
So if you put a story to email us.
Live marketing meeting. Yeah, I'll put up a story saying email us, yes. Okay. Got it. Writing it down.
Yay! I keep telling her to teach me, but I think it's so much easier for her.
It literally takes me 2 seconds. It's
it
not
takes
worth
her two
it.
Seconds. It would take me literally 2 hours. Like,
and then to have to teach you, like, I'm like, I'll just do it. You do enough. You do
it's
enough.
It's like I try, like, sometimes to do cute things, and Aaliyah's like, ma.
Listen, I get it because if I tried to go on Facebook and do anything on there, I'm like a lost puppy. So, like, it's just different generations.
Familiarity.
Reality. Yeah, I can't do Facebook. It confuses the fuck. There's too much. Too many buttons. It's overcomplicated. Like, I need simple. Like, Instagram is like, me, likes, stories, posts. Like, easy. That's why I don't use Photoshop. Fuck that. It's too much.
You know what I learned yesterday?
Pick monkey for life.
You know what I learned yesterday? How silly. I was taking like 1,000 pictures. Aaliyah got promposaled.
Oh my God, you need to tell me how it went.
It was adorable.
Did you save it for the podcast? I forgot to ask you. I was laying in bed last night thinking about it.
It was just adorable. Her boyfriend had asked because in the school, people have been promposing. COVID for years, so it's just like, this is the first one. People are going buck wild. People got trampled. Somebody's nose got broke.
These
somebody's iPhone
kids
got...
these days.
They're dumbasses.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so he was going to do it yesterday. In school.
Okay.
And then on Friday, they sent out a message saying, no more. The last kid who did it got suspended.
My God.
And he wasn't even the one that, like, trampled.
Not his fault. Yeah.
But he was the one that caused the congregation of everybody. So the principal's like, no more. This kid was like, I'm sad. I wanted to. Anyway, so he did it yesterday. They came home from jazz band. Aaliyah, the plan was Aaliyah was going to come inside and he was going to call and say, wait, you need to come back out to the car. And then she came out to the car and he had music playing and he took out the poster and the little gift for her. And she said yes and they hugged and it was just so cute. But then they came in and I was taking pictures. But you know me, I'm not a photographer. So even though I have a better camera, Aaliyah's like, ma, higher, lower. She's like, wait, am I just in the air? Because they were doing it up against the wall. Anyway, I learned that you can heart a picture.
Yeah.
I never knew that. So now we're going through all the pictures, right? And I'm like, wait, because the way I used to do it, and it was so difficult.
You didn't know you could like a picture?
A or B, like going back and forth. And I'd be like, wait, I think I deleted the one I didn't like. I never knew you could heart that. So then I'm like, all right, so let's go through and delete the ones we don't like. And then she goes to the whole thing where there's all of them. And she's like swiping a whole line of non-hearted ones and delete. I blown away. I was
Oh, you didn't
blown,
know you could do that either? Like drag your finger?
No. And I literally said to her, well, how are you knowing which ones to delete? She's like, mom, there's a heart on it. And I'm like, oh my God. That's now, guys, funny. I've had an iPhone.
You could have done that on your other iPhone.
For so many years. And I never knew that. I'm also not like, I don't take a lot of pictures, you know, especially like multiple ones.
Yeah.
You know.
They're called favorites. I have like a whole thing of them. I need to go through. I don't really organize them that much. But when I'm going through and I need to pick a picture quick, you just heart it. But I have like over 1,000 in here.
And it's funny because Aaliyah is very critical of like, I don't like that one. I don't like my smile. I don't like this. And he's like, Aaliyah, send me all of them. Like, and please. She's and like, she's like, yeah, okay, I'll send you all of them.
All the ones that I look good in.
He's like, no, I want them all. And then he leaves and she's like, I can't, because if he posts ones that I look terrible in.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was cute. It was adorable. And
what song was it?
I don't know, some shit. I don't know. She listens to a lot of like indie type music, yeah, that's like not like top 40. So I have no, yeah, idea of these songs.
Yeah.
But it was really cute, and I'm really happy for her.
Oh, I need to see the video.
Yeah, it was cute.
I'm excited for her. She knew that, and he was gonna ask her. Obviously.
Well, she knew she was going to prom. I like, you know, like they had talked about going to prom together, yeah, you know, and
yeah,
it just, he wanted to make a big what to do.
Yeah.
And
as
then
he
unfortunately,
should.
He wanted to do it in school, but now couldn't. So this wasn't like he wanted, but it was still cute. You know, he made a little sign.
Yeah.
And he bought like stickers from like the Dollar Tree, I guess, like gold glitter stickers. And he was spelling it out, and he's like, well, some of the M's are W's because I ran out of M's. And we're like, listen, I would never be able to tell. You did a great job.
Aww.
But it's cute because I like when boys do cute things like that.
Yes.
Like, you could tell he made it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like his mom who did it. Like, it
right,
was very, you could tell it was a boy who made it.
Yeah.
You know, I would have got out the ruler and measured it. But it was the thought. It was
right,
very, very cute. So
I always tell Zane that. I'm like, I'd rather you wrap it so shitty.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean? Then like throw it in a gift bag.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so,
I love that.
Cute.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's the thought that counts.
So cute. I'm very happy for her.
Oh, I'm so excited to see the video.
Yeah.
So cute. Does she have a dress already?
Yeah.
Oh, so she was, it's like, I got my ring, I got my dress. Let's get this rolling.
Yeah. And then day after tomorrow is her junior prom. And
it's coming up quick.
Yes.
I thought they were in June.
No, her junior is Thursday. And the prom is the end of June.
Oh,
mid
fun.
To end of June.
Zane and I didn't go to prom.
I know.
Did you?
I went to Dave's prom. I didn't go to my prom.
But you went to a prom.
Yeah.
And yeah, never
went. And it
went.
Was amazing.
I don't know if I regret it, to be honest. Because like at that time, like, it was like all like we didn't really talk to we didn't really talk to a lot of people anymore. Like, I had graduated early.
Yeah, it was
Zane dropped out.
It would have been a weird.
We could have went to the junior one, but still, it was like, I don't know. It was like
turmoil.
We went out to eat sushi instead on that night.
I mean, sushi or shitty catering food. I mean. Like, and of course, the expense of like the dresses, the tuxes, it's like it's expensive to end the tickets.
And it was like $100 just to go, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is nowadays,
yep,
too? Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So like we were just like, Bella just walked by the door going,
Benji's right at the edge of the door.
That was pretty funny how she just walked by.
She's like, don't mess with me. I'll get you. Just leave me alone. That's what that translated
she's
into.
She's petrified because he's like PTSD because every time when he was a kitten, he would pounce on her. So now she's just like, when she walks by him, like, don't touch me. You guys probably didn't even hear it. Whatever. Anyways.
Anyway, I have a question. I was actually going to post it on the Facebook group, but now I'm going to ask you live. Because I have zero fashion sense. So her dress is like.
And I do.
Is a short little. Short. My daughter.
She likes her little short dresses.
She needs to get off of that. But I guess when I was 16, I was doing it too. Yeah,
she'll get over it after she wears them a couple times and she's going like this all
night. Like the whole night,
yeah. Then she'll be fucking over it.
So she has a really, really, really pretty sequined short dress.
Okay.
What color shoes?
What color is the dress?
It's like iridescent-y, so it's like blue, purple, greenish, depending on the light. I mean, does she just go with a black? I feel like there should be something different. And then I'm like, a nude? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know.
I would do a nude or like a clear. Clear is very like popular nowadays, but I don't know if she's into that style. It's very like trendy.
Okay.
Like they have like clear strap.
Right. I know. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
That actually is cute.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
black is
heavy.
Too much. Yeah.
It's heavy. And she's wearing the black ones, like big black ones that she got. Because Aaron is very much taller than her.
Very much taller than her.
And so she wanted to help with the height, so she got a platform and a 5-inch heel to wear. So, and it's great because now I don't have to get the damn dress hemmed.
Oh, because the
heel is so long. For the prom, for the senior prom, her dress is long.
Long, okay.
And I think I don't have to have it hemmed.
Because the shoes are so damn long. Yeah. The other one.
Maybe a clear one. Okay, that's actually good.
I think black and blue and purples can go together. I think it's more like of like a wintry, dark kind of vibe, though.
Whereas this is
like spring, light summer, so you want to keep it like springy.
Exactly.
So I would go clear.
That's why I was asking, because she's like, I guess I'll wear the black ones. And I'm like,
no, yeah.
You know?
It would make it like heavy looking.
Yeah. And those are heavy shoes. They're big, platformy, heavy shoes, you know.
Does she last in those, or do they come off?
Oh, no, she lasted the whole time because she wore them to her friend's 18th birthday recently. And she lasted the entire time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I think that she could rock, like, even one like that. Like, just super clear. Can you see?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them have, like, nude with, like, clear straps.
Okay.
That's what I would
Where are they all saying? What store's on the bottom?
They have DSW, Nordstrom, Macy's, Steve Madden.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to go shopping. Because, of course, my daughter has no time.
Okay, you can't order. You don't have time?
No, it's Thursday.
Not even Amazon? You can maybe Amazon Prime.
Maybe, yeah. All right, I'll take a peek when we're done. Sorry, guys.
If she's not going to wear them a lot, then...
Maybe Amazon, because they'll be cheaper.
Yeah. But that is a classic shoe that she could wear.
Wear a lot, right.
A lot, because clear matches literally everything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Girl's going to do some looking. Thank you guys for listening, being patient, and hearing me get my ideas.
Last thing is I would do a strap, not like a closed, like pointed toe.
Oh, no.
Because that can get like, if you get hot and sweaty, you'll see it on the clear.
Like fog.
Yeah.
No, definitely a strap.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
It might be a little uncomfortable, but it'll look good.
All right,
beauty
perfect.
Is pain.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was fun.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. So, watch your credit cards and
clear straps.
Clear heels. I need to get me a pair of those.
And now, what are we doing, Alyssa?
Love stories. Perfect.
We love love. Aw, on her prom pose. Oh, yeah.
Perfect timing. It was a good segue. Does it ruin the segue when we say, oh, that was a good segue?
Does it? Guys?
No, I think it's cute. Flow? Is this supposed to flow?
I think we have to say it because we're like, damn, that was good.
Right,
it wasn't even planned, but it was like, shit, we did that.
Yeah, we have to give ourselves credit. Okay, so this first one is kind of like a follow-up on one that we had already read. So I'll run you guys through really quick if you don't remember it. Basically, this girl was 18. She went to Spain as an exchange student, met some guy, really liked him. They hung out for like, I think it was like a year-ish. And then they kind of had to go their separate ways. And then a little while later, fast forward 2 years, she went back to Spain and met up with some of his friends, so kind of like mutual friends, and she was like disappointed that he didn't show up, and then all of a sudden, he walked in, and they started chatting, she said at first it was a little difficult, you know, a little drama, talk things out, and then they ended up hitting it off again 2 years later, and now they've been together for 3 and living together.
Aww. So sweet. I remember.
And she said, like, at first she, like, couldn't speak Spanish. And,
Google
like,
Translate like the whole day.
Yeah. So she gave us an update.
Yay.
Okay. Hello, gorgeous ladies. I thought I would send an email answering the questions that you asked at the end. I hope I did it correctly and attached the other email down below. You did. And thankfully, because we would not remember what you're talking about.
I did remember the picture. As soon as I saw the picture, I'm like, I remember it.
Yeah.
And I remembered it was some sort of maybe like exchange student.
Yeah.
You know?
But if she didn't attach it, then we would have been seen like, the pictures.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Sorry.
Yeah. She said, thank you so much for reading my email. And yes, we instructed each other as boyfriend and girlfriend because that's what feels natural. It's only a little funny to me that we never discussed the topic and it just became like that. I'm sorry that I forgot to include that I'm from Norway, but I live in Spain with my boyfriend and I also speak Spanish.
Yes.
So with my boyfriend and everyone else, I only speak Spanish and I've done that the past years because that is what comes naturally now living in the country. I can also add that I will move to another city in Spain to study, but without my boyfriend because His job is here in the city that we live, so it'll be quite different going back to long distance after living together for 2 years. Luckily, it's not that far away, like Norway and Spain, but it will be some hours different, but I'm quite excited to see and do something new. Lots of love from Europe.
Oh, I love this. Look, and now she's fluent. She speaks Spanish. Like, I love that.
Love that for you.
So happy for you.
Congratulations.
We love love. Do you guys get tired of me saying that? Because I feel like I say it all the time, but I really do mean it. Alyssa's like, yes. I'm getting tired of hearing it. I didn't
say anything.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I found the love of my life. Are you proud of me?
What?
Wow. I knew LOML was LOML. The love of my life. Oh, my I'm God, Cherry. So on Hot or Not.
What is that?
Apparently, it's a dating website or something like that. Hey, ladies. My name is Ashley. Should I?
She said you can say my name. Okay. That's fine. So maybe she wants it.
Okay. I wanted to write in my love story because I think it's pretty exciting. At this time, I was living in Georgia with my bio dad, and he had just graduated high school. Sorry.
He just graduated high school?
One Listen, word. Listen, that last one fucking threw me for a loop, Alyssa. Okay.
One word can really change the whole thing, right?
It sure can. Okay. At the time, I was living in Georgia with my bio dad and had just graduated high school. I had only been living there for maybe 4 months at the time, and I was just scrolling through, you guessed it, Hot or Not. I noticed this guy was pretty cute, and I swiped right. His name was Robert. Kind of a turnoff because both my grandpas are named Robert. It's that name association.
That's funny.
But he messaged me. 2 days later, we decided to meet up because in 3 days, we'd have to leave for a month for the military. He's in the army. I grew up as a military brat, so military life was nothing new to me. We went out on February 26, 2015, and he left March 1st for a whole month. Our first date, we walked around the mall, just talking and getting to know each other. Then we went back to his place. He had two roommates at the time and hung out some more. And he finally took me back home at 2 a.m. We had texted and FaceTime while he was gone. And within a week, we made it official as boyfriend and girlfriend. That's so cute. Mm-hmm. He had come home in early April, and we spent basically any time he wasn't at work just together. On May 18th, on his lunch break, we went to the courthouse, and we got married.
Oh, my God.
My aunt was there, and I have one picture of our first kiss married. That's all I have photo-wise. And remember, we sat in his Jeep afterward in the parking lot and called our families. They were all in shock, but no one was mad, thankfully. It was a sweet day all in all, and we did a photo shoot the next weekend and did a fake engagement pic. We moved into a military in the home the military provided for us on June 2nd, and I was pregnant by September. I had always wanted to be a mom, and we knew we wanted kids right away, so we weren't the least bit surprised. Unfortunately, we got some news when I was 12 weeks that our son had a medical condition called gastroschisis, where there's a small hole in his abdomen and some of his intestines were on the outside of his body, usually connected by a simple surgery after birth. Oh. When I was 32 weeks exactly, April 22nd, by the afternoon of that day, I had noticed that he hadn't been moving a lot in my belly. We went to labor and delivery, and an extremely long story short, our son Mason was born via emergency C-section and passed away after 41 beautiful hours. On Earth, April 24th. So sorry. His daddy was holding him when he passed away, and we know he's our guardian angel. Aww. I'm teary typing this, but I love talking about him to people, so please don't feel sad. He served as a great purpose in those 41 hours He served a greater purpose in those 41 hours than anyone I'll ever know. Fast forward, we get... fast forward, we get PCS'd.
I don't know. Like moved to Colorado?
Okay, yeah. To Colorado in mid-April 2017. Absolutely stunned. Stunning state, by the way, where I worked there for about a year and my husband was deployed. And when he came back, I got pregnant in October 2018 and I had our son Travis June 4th, 2019. Fast forward again, we go to Fort Hood, Texas on February 2020. I get pregnant again March 2021 and we had our daughter Emma in November of 2022. Travis will be 3 and Emma will be 1 this year.
November of 2022 isn't even here yet. She meant November of 2021. Right? Am I not?
Yeah, she meant
okay.
21.
Okay. I'm like, wait, what?
I didn't even catch that. Emma will be 1 this year. My husband will be getting out of the military at the end of this year, and we will be living the civilian life. Aww. Oh, also, I'm the lady who keyed the lime green lifted truck you guys read about in Am I an Asshole? We were in Colorado at the time, and I was pregnant with my now 3-year-old son. Love you, ladies. I love hearing your stories. Hearing my stories get read by both y'all's and both y'all's commentary. Our first merry kiss. Cute.
Your daughter.
I don't see pictures yet.
Is the most angel face I've ever seen.
Wait, I don't see it. Wait.
That little face. I love her. She is. Look at the little one of the both of them on the couch. You see her face? She's like, hmm? So cute.
Adorable. Wait, I have to go back to this email and clarify something because I'm reading it and I can't concentrate when I'm reading.
You're like not even like understanding
it's
what
she words.
Said. It's just words. Yeah. What?
So February 28th was their first date and they got married on May 18th.
That's like 3 months.
Wow. And now 2 kids, all these years, from 15. So that's 7 years later, 2 kids after 3 months. It's like when you know, you know.
When you know, you know. I have a question because she said like it was weird because it was her grandpa's name. Do you think like would you avoid people that have the same name as your ex, even though it could possibly be like your soulmate?
Yeah.
If you were dating?
Yep.
Right? I think I would too. Like, I would not want to date somebody that has the same name as my ex.
Yeah, and it's even like name association. Like, if you ran across somebody named Stephanie and you had like turmoil in your life and you couldn't stand her, you wouldn't want to name your kid Stephanie.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But I think it's the same way with this. But I think having like, I mean, grandfather's name, Robert. I mean, grandfathers could be like warm and homey and like,
yeah,
you know, like the matriarch of. Patriarch of the family.
I'm like matriarchy.
But you know, so it could be like strong and powerful. I think like if it was an ex-boyfriend, if it was like somebody in school that I had a horrible thing with, like that would be an ick for me. But maybe like what both grandpas, I think would kind of be like, I think it would be cute.
Like almost like a tribute.
Yes, yes, yes.
But what if, like, it was, like, a mutual friend and you, like, fell in love with the guy on accident and it was, like, the same name as your ex?
Well, I mean, well, then that
then
would,
you have to, like, you'd be like, you're the love of my life, so I have to deal with your name. Let's use your middle one.
Can we just change your name?
Can we, like, what's your middle name? Can we use your middle name? Is that okay? I'll call you, make, like, a nickname out of his last name so you don't have to actually say it every day.
Well, just call him Honey.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who really calls, like, I never say Zane's name, Zane.
And whenever calls me Jerry, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
fuck,
like,
is
I'm
he
in
mad
trouble.
At me?
What is his main word for you?
Everything other than Jerry.
Okay.
See, love, Zane, honey.
Babe. I would never say honey. I don't know why those words would never come out. Oh, honey. Like, no,
he calls me honey.
Yeah, no, I get it for like everyone else.
For older
some
people?
Reason, no. Actually, yeah, my parents do call each other honey, I think.
Hey, honey. Let me show you this.
I would feel like silly if I said
that. I think
that.
It's the way you say honey. You go, honey.
Honey.
But if you go, honey.
That's the way I think of it.
Honey. It's different.
Hey, honey. Can you imagine me saying that to Zane? Honey, can you get me the fork?
Yeah, I mean, ever says that, like, he'll, honey,
I
you want a drink?
Like it's not made for us. Or, like, sweetie.
Sweetie. I don't get sweetie. I get honey.
Honey.
Love. Hey, love, you want to, you want me to get you water? Yeah, he calls me love.
I say love, yeah. My love. That's his name in my phone, my love, actually. But babe and baby is our most used one.
Hmm.
But I don't know, hey, like, babe? If yeah. Zane said to me,
honey,
hey, hon, I'd be like, what are you saying?
It's like when Ever like, calls me Jerry, it's like, what?
Yes.
Ew.
Sometimes he'll say Liss. Sometimes he'll say Liss, and that's fine. But like, Alyssa, nobody calls me Alyssa. Nobody. Except for like people I don't know, you know, like, but everybody calls me Liss. You call me Liss.
I call you Liss. I do call you Alyssa, though, I feel like sometimes.
Do you?
Especially when I'm talking about you. Like, Alyssa, da da da.
Right,
I won't say,
I
like, Liss, da da da.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Huh.
Hmm.
It's all in the names, guys. Well, that story was beautiful. And
yeah, sorry.
You know what? Even the way you wrote it, not the way I read it, but the way you wrote it was beautiful. And I love the way you look at your son.
We're very happy
who
for
passed, you.
You
know, like,
yeah,
that 41
she's like,
now.
I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, like that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Like, amazing.
Props to
you. You're inspiring. Absolutely. Your stories are inspiring.
Okay. Love story. Hey, y'all. So my husband and I have a funny / weird love story. It all started with me randomly going through Snapchat stories, and my friend Jason's popped up, and boom. I saw the most attractive man I've ever seen. I slid up and said, please give me his Snapchat, and he did. After I added him, I was way too nervous to actually talk to him, so I just left it be for like a day. But then, I finally built up the courage to send him a picture and say hi. After that, we talked all day, every day. He's stationed in North Carolina, and I was in Ohio, and I drove the 12 hours to see him, and we started dating the first night we met. Now we are married and living together in North Carolina with our puppy dog and our brand new home. I've attached some pictures of us. You started dating the first day you met and you drove 12 hours? That is so sweetie.
That is so...
That's like another, like, you know, you know.
You know, you know.
And you know, you know. Love that for
that
you.
That is so beautiful.
Congratulations.
Okay, love story. My husband and I met online, actually on the website called Omegle. No, we didn't use video. Ha ha ha.
Now you know what Omegle is because the last episode.
I do. Okay, so we met there one night and we got connected by giving each other our kick names. We talk constantly on there, but he wasn't always interested in talking to me and we weren't dating. So he was talking to other girls and I ended up getting mad and blocked him. Then I would unblock him, continue talking to him. Well, one day I got tired of him for dating me and then dumping me a week later. And it happened twice and I blocked him. He just didn't seem interested in the relationship. And I would say, we should stay as friends. This was probably 2014 or 2015. I didn't think about Adam at all. I didn't think about him at all until October. I decided to unblock him and said, hi. He immediately answered back with moments later saying he loved me and he didn't realize until now if he wanted and if I wanted to be his girlfriend, but for real this time. I said yes, and then we dated and we were long distance until we met in 2016. I had to go with my older sister to Kentucky from Texas, and we only stayed for 2 days. To be honest, I was nervous. I was going to get catfished. And even though we saw each other face-to-face on Hangouts and slept on a call with each other almost every night, I enjoyed every minute of that two-day trip. I knew he was going to be the one I would marry when he came over for a month to my house with sucky Wi-Fi, having to sleep on a couch, dealing with my younger sister being annoying and rude, and going to church. He's an atheist. No one made him, but he always went with us because I couldn't go since my parents didn't want us together alone. Anyway, I visited him one last time in our long-distance relationship for about a week without my parents knowing, and I didn't take my older sister with me. Don't worry, I used protection. And I told my parents this year that I went alone. We got engaged in 2019 and didn't tell my parents. I was moving to Kentucky until a month or two before high school ended. We got married in 2020 with a small ceremony, just his parents. And we are currently living in the basement of his parents' house with our beautiful dog in our family. Can't wait to grow a little one soon.
Aww.
So this is another Omegle love story.
I didn't think, honestly, when we opened this, I was like, wait, we read this one already. But it's another Omegle love story. How rare is that? Guys,
that's
if you
crazy.
Can't find a one on the dating apps, get on Omegle. I'm just kidding. That's not good advice. Probably don't do that. I don't think everyone on Omegle is looking for a relationship. You might get disappointed. Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Love story from a man's perspective.
I'm gonna cry already.
Hello there. Not really sure how to start this email. I'm currently on paternity leave. Well, the second day home from the hospital, I overheard your voices through the bathroom door. My girlfriend was listening to the podcast while getting her first real shower since having our son. I asked her what she was listening to, and she said, a podcast. I told her to turn it on so we could listen together because it sounded interesting, and we started on one of the love story episodes and immediately knew I wanted to send in ours in hopes that when she hears it, it will make her smile.
I'm crying!
This is peak of Ogamil right now, okay? That is iconic.
I'm crying. One little tiny paragraph in, and I'm crying. And he's on paternity leave. Like,
that is so God, sweet of you. Like, what are you listening to?
Can we just
to?
Clone you like 1,000 times?
You what?
I want to clone him. Oh. I want to have a whole bunch of men like you in this world so women can have great men. Sorry, you're going to hear my boogers.
That is so sweet that you're like, what are you listening to? Oh, I'm going to email them in. Let me listen. It sounds interesting. Okay, here we go. For starters, my girlfriend is absolutely incredible, and I'm so lucky to have her in my life and the mother of my children. I became a father at 19. I left the military during basic because of my son being born 2 months early and wanted to be there for both him and his mother. About 6 months later, my baby mama and I broke up, and I became a single father. She wanted nothing to do with me or our son and went 3 years without seeing him. She decided to come back around when he was about 4, and I allowed it because more than anything, I wanted him to have a relationship with her. After losing my apartment to a bed bug infestation, I moved into my mom's house, which was a very toxic environment, and my son went to live with his mother, but dropped him off every weekend and holiday, and I would usually go over to their house about 3 or 4 times a week in the afternoon after work to spend time with him. During this time, she would constantly complain about what a burden he was and asking when I was going to move so I could take him back. This went on for about 2 years. I got into a lot of trouble during that time with drugs and alcohol and became a big part of my life. After being arrested for bad checks and forgery, the girl that I was dating at the time tried to deposit several bad checks into my account. I cleaned myself up. I got sober, went to counseling, and cleaned up my life. About 6 months later, I started talking to this girl online and she changed my life. She was a single mom of 2 girls coming out of a messy divorce that seemed to just keep getting messier. I talked to this girl every day, except when I had my son. She warned me in the very beginning that she was broken and she just needed a friend, but with every passing day, I fell more in love with her. We talked from the beginning of May until the beginning of July before we finally met in person due to me having my son or her ex not taking her girls for the weekend like he was going to, as well as living an hour away from each other. When I met this girl face-to-face in the Walmart parking lot, my world completely changed. She was the most gorgeous girl I'd ever seen, and I knew then and there that one day she would be my wife. She was so afraid to love and to be loved after her ex and said that she was not sure if she would ever hold the same value and meaning to her. I told her once that I loved her just so that she knew that it's what I meant, and after that started telling her I adored her. She stuck by my side through court proceedings from the bad checks and through lots of baby mama drama, all while handling her divorce drama. She helped me rebuild a relationship with my dad and stepmom, as well as move my son an hour away to my dad's house after my son's mother got in a physical fight with her husband and my son, at 8 years old, locked himself and his half-brother, who was a year old, in the bedroom and called 911. My son lived with my dad for the next 9 months, and every weekend, my girlfriend and I would drive the hour to go get him and spend the weekend with him. She even took days off of work so that we could keep him for longer when he had off of school. We started making the trip in the middle of the week to help with homework, and because she lived closer than I did at the time, eventually she picked him up Friday after school and brought him to me for the three of us to spend the weekend together. He got along great with her daughters, and it seemed like things were going great. In January of 2021, we found out that we were expecting after her birth control failed. After much debate, we decided we would do our best to add another baby to our crazy lives and get ourselves on track. We were already planning on moving in together anyway. In March, we found out that the pregnancy was ectopic, and we were devastated. Through the whole process, she kept checking on me and asking if I was okay, like she was not the one that was getting cut open. I could tell that it was extremely hard for her, too, but she would always put my feelings above hers. To make matters worse, during that surgery, they found a mass, and she went through a lot of testing to decide if the mass could be cancer. She was cleared in May, and we were told that if we wanted a baby, to do it sooner rather than later, because if they discovered another mass, they would most likely have to do a hysterectomy to be safe. Having now seen how hard she tried and how uncomfortable and pain she was in throughout her pregnancy, I know she did it for me. She knew that I wanted at least one more child. We found out that she was pregnant in July and just welcomed our baby boy in March of 2022. This whole process made me fall more in love with her than I ever thought was ever possible. She is, by all means, the mother to both my sons, as my baby mama has not seen or contacted my now 10-year-old since he moved in with my dad in September of 2020. She, from day one, has treated him like her own, and even calling the school or doctor's office, she refers to him as her son, unless directly asked for their relation. Her now 2-year-old daughter, who was only 7 months when we met, is like the little girl I never had, and hearing her call me daddy melts my heart every day. Through this whole experience, I have learned... Oh my God, sorry guys, I just totally clicked on another one. Sorry, got it. Through this whole experience, I have learned what love truly is and what it means to want to do anything and everything to make the other person happy and also to feel that in return. We face a whole new set of challenges as we just recently took in my 13-year-old sister after she got into a physical fight with my mom. Without even batting an eye, when I told my girlfriend about the fight, she asked when my sister would be moving in and what... and that we needed to get her enrolled in school here as soon as possible, but would drive the hour to take her to school and the hour back every day until then. At 29 and 26 year olds, we are now a family of 7, and although most would find that a lot to take in just the 2 years, she has taken every punch and rolled with it. She is truly my rock star, and I would not be where I am without her. She was the most gorgeous girl I had ever seen and continues to be more beautiful with every passing day. Sorry for this being so long. I really hope you guys read this on your podcast. I know that it would absolutely shock her and hopefully make her smile. I'll attach some pictures below of our newest edition, and I'm sure she has sent pictures with emails of our family before. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm looking at the pictures.
I can't.
Giraffes!
I didn't see giraffe.
The baby's in a giraffe onesie.
Oh, I see her. Oh, I can't.
That was so cute. I don't think we've ever gotten a man's perspective like that. So thank you so much for writing in.
Thank you so much.
And I hope that she's listening right now. Like halfway through, she's like, wait, this sounds familiar. Is this my story? She's like, wait, that happened to me. It's about you, girlfriend. That's so cute.
I mean, that's such a great story.
Yeah, like, and I'm so proud of you guys for, like, pulling yourselves
what
up.
What you guys have went through. Yeah. You know, like, even him, like he said, he fell into drugs and alcohol and then had to get sober. And it's like, there's so many amazing things that came out of this because the love that the both of you have for each other. It's like, love can truly conquer all. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always believed that. Like, if you have love, you can get through anything, you know? That's so beautiful, and I'm so happy for you all.
Yeah, I'm happy for the both of you.
And now the sister, too. I can't. Like, it's just perfect.
Wait, I have a question, though. Why does the son not live with you guys if you have the sister?
Sorry. Excuse me. Huh?
His son lives with his father, his 10-year-old.
Oh, still? I thought he moved in.
I thought he still lives with him.
Oh. I don't know.
Interesting. Maybe they live together now. Maybe it just went over my head. But anyways, regardless, very excited for the both of you. Props to both of you for handling that many children. That is a lot.
It's beautiful. Very beautiful. Okay, our untraditional love story. Hey, ladies, I wanted to share my story with you. It's a little different than normal. Get your popcorn. So I got married young, 20, to my first boyfriend. When I was younger, I was laser focused on the idea of making it, which at the time was getting married, buying a house, and having a family. So that's exactly what we did. We did the adult responsible things super, super young. Went to college, saved every penny, never went out. Both of us worked two jobs after school to save. I was so focused that I never actually stepped back to see if this is what I really wanted or if it would make me happy. Long story short, my husband and I bought a house that needed a lot of renovations. He worked on our house for 4 months straight, and it came out beautiful. It was everything I wanted in the house. But in the time we were renovating the house, that became our main focus, and we stopped taking care of each other and our relationship. And that's when the renovations were done, I sat back with my husband and finally enjoyed the fruit of our hard work and thought to myself, well, what the heck do I do now? Once we did all the things that we wanted to do, it was like, is this actually what I wanted? I realized I wasn't happy once we didn't have any more distractions. So I know I wasn't right, and it's not something that I'm proud of, but my husband and I were at a garden nursery buying plants to do on the outside of our house, and I instantly fell in love with one of the guys that worked there. He was so patient and sweet that I secretly passed him my phone number to him since I was with my husband. Even he didn't think we were a couple because of the way we acted with each other. Was like friends or siblings or something. We started talking and have been inseparable ever since that day.
Girlfriend.
I started to feel true happiness, and I finally was able to muster up the courage to make the moves I needed to make in order to close that chapter of my life. It's been 4 years of us trying to navigate our lives and mine being so complicated, and he stuck by my side through it all. I can finally say a divorce is in the process, and we are closing on the sale of our house next week. The thing I realize is that it isn't the stuff that makes you happy if you aren't going to enjoy it with the right person. We just moved in together in a tiny little apartment, and I've never been so happy. It's like, how did I go so long in a relationship without feelings of having so much love for someone? I love my husband, and I want him to be happy too. I want him to eat, just not at my table, if that makes sense. Us together is like the only thing we've ever known. So it was, I'm sure, still is, for him to navigate life without one another. And a lot of people would say that our kind of relationship, a lot of people could stay in that kind of relationship because it's comfortable. I'm here to say, follow your hearts, guys. It seems scary to step into the unknown territory, but it's absolutely worth it. Then I think, well, people will say grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. But you can't force feelings, right? Mm. I hate that it has taken me 4 years to make the decisions of actually call a lawyer and a real estate agent, but it's one of those things that you know will make you happy, but it's really, really difficult and emotionally and mentally to accept that everything you thought you would be doing in life versus what your life actually looks like to be happy are two completely different things. I finally know what love is. I could be living in a cardboard box with my honey, and we would be generally happy. I have a lot of damage control to do from those years, but it's just part of my story. Thanks for listening, and I hope this wasn't confusing. I'm not the best person at putting a story into words on paper. Now I can really say I made it. Because my soul is happy, and I'm finally at peace. Love you both.
Damn, girl. Oh my God. I mean,
I don't love how it happens, but I'm happy for you. And she still loves her husband and just wants, you know, like, you can't. I guess you can't truly build feelings if there's nothing there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you handled it. I mean, other than the initial sliding of the paper, I feel like you did it with class. And I always say that. I'm like, with Ever, if we had to live in a cardboard box, like, I would. That's why it was funny when you said that, because I say that all the time. Like, as long as we're together, I could live in a cardboard box, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's true. Because when... it's kind of relatable. Because when I had the other one and I had everything, I wasn't happy, you know? Yeah. And it was like...
That's what you imagined for yourself.
And I had it.
Right. But then you were like, wait, this isn't actually what I want.
Right. And then I, like with Ever, he really didn't have anything to offer other than that love. And it was more than enough to carry me over, you know? Yeah. So I totally get how you feel and what you're going through. And aww. Yeah.
I feel bad for your husband, but you got to do what makes you happy at the end of the day.
They were each other's first, too. So it is literally all they knew.
But they were like, they renovated the house together. Like, sounds like me and Zane, you know, like we were together young, renovated the house. Like, and then she sat down and she was like, I'm actually not happy. Yeah, even though this is my dream house, I'm just not happy.
Aww. Wow.
But I'm glad you found the love of your life at the random garden nursery.
Right?
And she knew it. As soon as he, like, was talking to them, she was like, oh, that's him.
That's who I should be with.
I think he was single. Imagine you slipped his number and he was like, oh, I'm married. Sorry. And your husband would be like, huh? Oh, well, I'm glad it worked out for you.
I am, yeah.
Good for you. Okay, we'll do one more. Hello. I want to start off by saying I love you guys so much. I listen to the podcast on my commute to school, and you guys always cheer me up. I also watch your vlogs, so I want to send all the love to Zane and your adorable babies, Bella, Benji, and Bailey. Aww, thank you. My love story starts off in college. I was super excited to go to college because I was finally going to meet my huge crush that I've had feelings for him as long as I can remember. Our families are friends from church, so we've known each other, but never really met because we've always been to different schools and stuff. I'm also super shy, so that's another reason why we didn't really talk to each other. So I was excited to see him at college. I guess we can say the name? I'll just say he. He is friends with my older sister, and so I begged her to introduce us officially. We hit it off really well. We would always flirt with each other, but whenever he tried to ask me to hang out, I would always literally run away or hide because of how shy I am. It was so bad. The first day of college was so stressful and a crazy day that I was crying, so I went to my car with my best friend to wait for my sister to take us home. As I was waiting in the car, I saw the cutest guy ever. I immediately stopped crying and I watched him cross the parking lot. It sounds like a movie scene. Mm-hmm. In the end, I thought nothing of it because I thought that I would never see him again. And also, I had the other guy. But guess what? He ended up having two classes with me. I love to bake and cook just like you, Alyssa. And I don't know what came over me, but one day I got the idea from anime to bake a guy from the parking lot cookies, and I asked him to be my friend. For some reason, whenever I was around the first guy, I was always so nervous and couldn't talk to him. But when I was around the parking lot guy, I wasn't nervous at all. Listen, I ain't trying to get sued, you guys. I ain't saying names. I mean, I freaking baked cookies with a note on the back with my name and number asking to be friends. We texted every day after that. Parking lot guy and I planned to meet before class one day for the first time. I came early with my friend to prepare myself, so I was waiting for him by the water fountain while my friend was on the other side of the courtyard. We were texting each other about what was going to happen, and I accidentally sent one of the texts to parking lot guy instead of my friend. I was so embarrassed, and so I ran over to my friend asking her what I should do, but then she saw parking lot guy making his way over to the water fountain. Freaking out, I ended up grabbing my backpack and tried making a run for it before parking lot guy noticed me. When suddenly, I hear things falling out of my backpack. It was my makeup that I kept in the front pocket. My friend who was following me said, oh no, makeup is expensive, and picked up the trail of makeup behind me. Needless to say, I definitely didn't escape quietly. At this point, everyone in the courtyard, including parking lot guy, saw what happened. Long story short, parking lot guy was so sweet about the whole situation and still asked me out, and I ended up dating him instead of the first guy that I had a crush on. We had been together for 2.5 years, and I couldn't have asked for a better outcome. I have included pictures of him and I, along with my dog, who is a poodle mix. The moment that he met Eric, he never had any problems with him. That's my love story. Thanks for reading it and making my day better with your podcast. Love you guys. Bye. I just made that story so much more difficult.
You did it amazing because you just called the one guy the first guy and the second guy parking lot guy. I think you did it flawlessly, Alyssa.
She put names, but I just didn't. I don't know if she wants that out there, you know? But that's really sweet. That reminds me of when Zane and I went to the adoption place for the cats and we saw one cat online that we went for and then we picked it up and it was like, and like hated us. And so we picked parking lot guy.
And parking lot guy is
Benji.
He's one of a kind.
Sometimes the one you think you have a crush on is not the right one.
It's correct. It's
and you
true.
Have to go with parking lot guy. I'm very happy for you. Thank you for writing in. It was a sweet story. And I hope you're not mad at me for changing the names. Thank you guys so much for listening. Do you have anything else to say?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I am Gucci.
Thank you for listening. If you want to send your emails, don't forget to send your fraud emails. We're very interested. We want to hear your stories.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yes. AgamoPodcast@gmail.com. Please send them in. We want to do the episode. We love you guys so much. I hope you have a lovely weekend. We will talk to you on Monday. If you want to rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, it means the world to us. Rate us 5 stars. Thank you so much. And if you want our episodes a whole day early, there's a link in the description. It's $2.99 a month, and it helps support our podcast. And we appreciate you guys for all subscribing.
Okay, love you. Bye.